reporter Rebecca Livingston's at the RSPCA this morning, where we can hear the woofing in the background. Hello, Rebecca.
Morning, Spencer. That's because it's breakfast time here at RSPCA in Fairfield, and I've just been introduced to Penny, a gorgeous chocolate girl poodle. She's about 7 years old, lovely wet nose, and I took a photo of her, and she did that typical dog thing where she turned her head on her side as I was clicking the camera. So I thought, oh, she's a smart girl. And the man doing the introducing this morning is Michael Beattie from RSPCA. Michael, this must be a happy day for you.
This is fantastic, Rebecca. Good morning, Spence. How are you? It really is good, because this is the end of a close to 2 years of legal wrangling that's gone on in the courts, and we can finally get on with rehoming the poodles, which is what we obviously wanted to do right from the beginning. The happy thing is, and it is a happy event, is that a lot of the foster parents, and there are well over 100 of them who've been looking after the poodles, are actually going to adopt them. So there won't be that many, in fact only 11 poodles that will be left to actually go up for adoption, and that's after 147 have actually passed through the system, if you like. Most of our what eventually turn out to be raids come to pass is that we get information from members of the public, and obviously we're obligated and want to investigate complaints that we get. I mean, just to give you an example, our inspectors look into over 12,000 different cases of reported animal abuse, and also what we call breach of duty of care, which is failure to provide the basics, food, water, shade, this type of thing. So a lot of cases to look into. I should point out a lot of them obviously proved to be unfounded, but still a lot of work involved.
You've also got an event on this morning to say thank you to the adoption parents. What's the plan?
Yeah, well, this is a morning tea, just to say thank you to all the foster parents, the vets, and they weren't just RSPCA vets. Other vets helped as well, groomers, and of course the lawyers who also helped with the case. So in a very small way, this is all we can do really to say thank you.
All right, Rebecca, thank you. We're having some line problems there. Rebecca Livingston and Michael Beattie at the RSPCA. And if you want to adopt one of those poodles, get in touch with the RSPCA.